I'd like to thank everybody for coming and call this meeting to order. Do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do.
And since there's so many new faces, or not so many, maybe if we could start with Frank and work our way around and everyone introduce yourself.
I'm Frank Harrison, alternate for Commissioner Kathy Clyde.
Bob Jeanette, alternate for County Executive Eileen Shapiro.
Dave Klein, Mayor of Town Beach.
Mike Ladd, alternate for Sabrina Bennett, Portage County.
Derek Fireson, City of Redmond.
Michael Wheeler, Mayor of the Village of Ridgefield.
Bob King, alternate, City of Ravenna.
Carrie Narrow, District 4 Deputy Director.
Chad Rudd, District 4 Capital Programs Administrator.
Valerie Shea, alternate for Don Disler with Metro.
Hank Kerner, alternate for Doylestown.
Amy Moore, alternate for Ted Yates.
Michelle DeFiore, alternate for Mayor Horgan Atkins.
Jim McCleary, alternate for Mayor John Frapani.
Claudia Amrine, alternate for Rick Visler, Florida.
Chuck Hopper, Summit County Engineer's Office.
Joe Paradise, Summit County Engineer's Office.
Lou Bertrand, Mayor Hiram.
Mickey Marazzi, Portage County Engineer.
Tom Sheridan, alternate for City of Hudson, City Manager.
Bill Judge, Mayor, City of Barberton.
Carrie Prater, AMATS.
Curtis Baker with AMATS.
Linda Clark, Mayor of the Village of Manaway, and Chairperson this year.
Paul Adams, Mayor of New Franklin.
Okay, that's number one, right?
Dave Foley from AMATS.
Heather Davis Riddle with AMATS.
Seth Bush with AMATS.
Sarah Klein with AMATS. Jeff Gardner with AMATS.
Thank you. Okay, we'll need a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second. Marazzi.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Staff reports, we'll have the financial progress report, and a motion will be required. That's attachment A3A.
Thank you. So if we look at attachment 3A, it shows our current fiscal budget through November. We've spent about 31% of the budget. We're in very good fiscal shape, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
If there's no questions, motion to approve.
So moved. Mark Harris.
Second floor.
Okay, we'll move back on to technical progress reports. Curtis Baker.
All right, thank you. So I don't have a lot to discuss today. I just wanted to give you a few heads up on a couple of things. First, the Transportation Research Board out of Washington, D.C., which does a lot of research regarding transportation infrastructure, completed a study where they surveyed Americans about the gas tax. What they found was that when you ask someone if they just would like to see the gas tax increased, about 43% of people said yes. When they said, would you like a gas tax that would go towards maintaining the existing system, the percentage went up to like 73% in terms of support, which I thought was kind of interesting based on what we've done at the state level last year with the state gas tax and how there was a big push for maintenance. And I think what we continue to say is that fix it first is the priority for the AMATS region. Second, for those of you that don't know, there is a $900 million being made available for the infra grant. This is very similar to the build grant or the Tiger grants, these large-scale projects. Large projects must be over $25 million. Small projects must be over $5 million. There are currently federal webinars that are being taking place right now. I tried to look through the criteria. I can't say anything really stuck out to me as, you know, it has to have XYZ. Obviously, there's an economic component to it. But if you are interested, let me know, and we'll try to get out the link to that later this week if you haven't seen it already. And then finally, Heather from our staff had announced in December, but I just wanted to remind everyone after the holiday hangover that We are going to be accepting applications for planning grants, for the Connecting Communities Planning Grant Program. So if you are interested, please contact Heather of our staff or contact me. We're going to have money for two grants available, and we're looking forward to that. And the applications will be due at the end of February, right, Heather?
February 28th.
So if you're interested, please let us know, and we'd be happy to help you start to work on an application. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and otherwise we can move on to the next item.
Okay, the AMATS Federal Funds Report, 3C, Dave Poulet.
Thank you. I don't have a whole lot to report on either. We had our last AMATS meeting December 19th, and then we had basically 2 weeks of holidays, and then a couple weeks where we just kind of started to get back in the swing of things. I would like to mention that we recently approved a new round of projects, a new round of funding, and I'd just like to remind everyone that if your community did have did get a project, to make sure that you program that project with ODOT. If you call Chris Sorma, she can help you out. And the only other thing that I wanted to discuss is we are developing a new fiscal year 2021-24 TIT. We have a very rough draft in the packet, and I'll discuss that later. I guess the only other thing is the balances. The STVG balances look pretty good. I always like to be a little bit on the plus side. So far, things are looking good for 2020, and there's several big projects that we're supposed to sell yet in 2020, and we're already halfway through the fiscal year. So if you have any difficulties or need any help with any of your projects, please let us or ODOT know. And that's all I have. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to take them.
Apparently there's no old business, so we'll move to new business. There's a draft for FY 2021 Transportation Planning Work Program, attachment 5A. Heather Davis,
right
down.
Right. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Attachment 5A is the draft fiscal year 2021 Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget, which will guide the work of the AMATS staff, the work of the AMATS staff from July 1st of this year through June 30th of 2021. Included in Attachment 5A is the draft local share, which is calculated to be $169,080. With your approval, we will submit this draft to ODOT for review. Additionally, we expect to request approval of the final work program in May. I can answer any questions.
Motion to approve.
I'll make the motion. Hudson.
I'll second.
Oh.
Second, McCleary.
Okay. Oh, sorry. We got it. We got a second, right?
Yes, we got a second.
Mayor Judge.
We'll call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that's been approved.
Let's see.
We'll move on to fiscal year 2021, the 2024 TIP first draft project list, 5B, Dave Poulet.
Okay, thanks again. Attachment 5B in your packet is the first and rough draft of the fiscal year 2021-24 TIP. We kind of had to really hustle to put this together, and it's not in the order that you're typically used to seeing our TIP. And also, it has a lot of ODOT-only jobs mixed in, which will eventually be kind of screened out and put in a separate list called a line item list. But the thing that I want to stress with this first draft is look at the projects in your community, make sure that you agree with the years and the amounts. We try to check them as best we can, but that's the whole purpose of the first draft, is just kind of give it a check over. And if there's any discrepancies you see, please let us know. We'll actually have another version, another draft, a second draft, and then we'll have the final TIP done in June. So, well, actually, it'll be approved by us at the May meetings, and then it has to be completely done and submitted to Federal Highway in June. So we'll also have a, we have to have a public comment period. So I guess that's the main thing I want to stress at this point in time, is just to give your projects a quick look over and let us know if you see any discrepancies. And I promise you the next version will be a little bit easier to look at. If there's any questions, let us take them.
I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Hiram.
A second.
Paradise, second.
Motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that's been approved. Moving on to resolutions. Resolution 2020-01, Attachment 6A, Dave Play.
Okay, this is Amendment 26 is adding a new, it's actually combining two resurfacing projects and then adding them to the current TIP because they were moved ahead a little bit. The two projects that we're combining is South Main Street resurfacing from Mount Pleasant Road to Nemecilla Road, and then South Main Street from Nemecilla Road to just south of West Caston Road. And the city of New Franklin is the sponsor. It's also, but it's on the border of New Franklin and Green. This project was moved up. It was originally scheduled in fiscal year 2022, but it was moved up a year to fiscal year 2021, and now we need to add it to the current TIP for so that it can so we can move it along. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Motion to approve.
Adamson.
New Franklin. Second.
Second. Second.
Call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Moving on to Resolution 2020-02, Attachment 6B, Dave Fillet.
Okay, thank you. Amendment 27 is very similar to the previous amendment, where we want to add this project to the TIP for federal recognition. The project is State Route 59 East Main Street in Kent. This recently received CMAC and STDT funding, but it also has safety money in it. And unlike our money, which has to, we have to use out in 23, 24, and 25, safety money can be used immediately. So they want to get started with design in fiscal year 2020, so we want to add this to the current TIP and add the safety money in so they can get started with design. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to take them.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Other business?
No.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.